When the mistress left the room, the sound of the door closing behind her was like a sword being drawn from its sheath. "May I please say, Chairman," I began as steadily as I could, "that my behavior on Amami—"
"I know what you're thinking, Sayuri, but I haven't come here to ask for your apology. Sit quietly a moment. I want to tell you about something that happened quite a number of years ago."
"Chairman, I feel so confused," I managed to say. "Please forgive me, but—"
"Just listen. You'll understand soon enough why I'm telling it to you. Do you recall a restaurant named Tsumio? It closed toward the end of the Depression, but, well, never mind. You were very young at the time. In any case, one day, quite some years ago, 18 years ago to be exact, I went there for lunch with several of my associates. We were accompanied by a certain geisha named Izuko from the Pontocho district."
I recognized Izuko's name at once.
"She was everybody's favorite back in those days," the chairman went on. "We happened to finish up our lunch a bit early, so I suggested we take a stroll by the Shirakawa stream on our way to the theater."
By this time, I'd removed the chairman's handkerchief from my obi, and now, silently, I spread it onto the table and smoothed it so that his monogram was clearly visible. Over the years, the handkerchief had taken on a stain in one corner, and the linen had yellowed, but the chairman seemed to recognize it at once. His words trailed off, and he picked it up.
"Where did you get this?"
"Chairman," I said, "all these years, I've wondered if you knew I was the little girl you'd spoken to. You gave me your handkerchief that very afternoon, on your way to see the play Shibaraku. You also gave me a coin."
"Do you mean to say, even when you were an apprentice, you knew that I was the man who'd spoken to you?"
"I recognized the chairman the moment I saw him again at the sumo tournament. To tell the truth, I'm amazed the chairman remembered me."
"Well, perhaps you ought to look at yourself in the mirror sometime, Sayuri, particularly when your eyes are wet from crying, because they become... I can't explain it. I felt I was seeing right through them. You know, I spend so much of my time seated across from men who are never quite telling me the truth, and here was a girl who'd never laid eyes on me before, and yet was willing to let me see straight into her."
And then the chairman interrupted himself.
"Didn't you ever wonder why Mameha became your older sister?" he asked me.
"Mameha?" I said. "I don't understand. What does Mameha have to do with it?"
"You really don't know, do you?"
"Know what, Chairman?"